sea otters are rebounding along America's northwest coast. It started in 1969 with a couple dozen survivors from a reintroduction effort. Today, there are well over 1,000 sea otters cavorting in the Pacific waters off Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia. They're expanding their range into more populated stretches of coastline. That raises the risk for potential conflicts. To find out more, we'll tag along on the annual sea otter census.
All right, well, we'll see you guys.
Every July, biologists and volunteers fan out along Washington State's Pacific coast to count sea otters. We're hiking into the wilderness coastline of Olympic National Park. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Deanna Lynch leads the way to a promontory where she sets up a spotting scope. Then the morning fog lifts.
Ooh, we've got more babies today.
The otters are in the distance. Some paddle slowly on their backs or groom. A few forage or nurse. There's not much activity at this time of day.
I've got 21 and 3 small pups.
100 years ago, sea otters were hunted to extinction off Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia. To revive this species, the U.S. government relocated otters from Alaska. The transplants didn't survive in Oregon for unknown reasons, but did in Washington State and off Canada's Vancouver Island. Deanna Lynch says the Marine Mammal Protection Act forbids hunting or harassing the otters. The local population grows now about 8% every year.
Yeah, ours are doing really well here. We evidently have lots of good food. And, you know, it's all almost where all of them occur is along the national park and within the coast sanctuary. And then the islands are the part of the refuge. So, you know, it's pretty well protected and pristine for them.
So you got the big rock right there?
Right, it's just to the
Lynch
left
gets
there.
Lynch gets help spotting and counting from a fellow Fish and Wildlife employee who's Macaw Indian. Denise Daly says her coastal tribe is thrilled to see the sea otter rebound.
I can only dream of what my great-great-grandfather saw when he looked out here. It's just really amazing to say, wow, it's maybe it'll get back. It's nice to start seeing the balance coming back. I mean, it's hope.
Daly says sea otters are very important culturally. Pacific Northwest chiefs traditionally wore sea otter pelts as a sign of rank. On Vancouver Island, coastal tribes are in talks with the Canadian government for a limited ceremonial hunt. In fact, sea otters north of the border have rebounded so strongly, they're now competing with commercial fishermen for shellfish such as clams, crabs, and sea urchins. Deanna Lynch says there's potential for similar conflicts in the northwestern U.S.
Razor clams are big, and if the population expands in any great numbers farther south, I think it will become an issue. The crab may be an issue, although nobody has really said anything about that yet currently.
Individual sea otters have been spotted exploring inland into Puget Sound. There have also been sporadic sightings in recent years further south along the Oregon coast, drawing kayakers to investigate. Lynch says the curiosity of the otters and their novelty to people could spell trouble on both sides.
People see them as very cuddly and like a stuffed animal. I mean, when you look at them, that's sort of what they are. But they are a weasel, and they have lots of teeth and very strong jaws. I mean, that's how they make their living, is opening and cracking open shells and crabs, and they do that by biting.
So far, the sea otters of the Pacific Northwest have not tried to bite any people on the beach or in the water. Some small towns along the coast see potential to build ecotourism around otter viewing.
Wow.
Big group.
Deanna Lynch says there's a delicate balance in place at the moment. She hopes that can continue. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympic National Park in western Washington State.